Over 60,000 university students and staff have already taken part in a groundbreaking national survey on racism at Australian universities. The Australian Human Rights Commission Racism at Uni survey is one of the largest studies of its kind in the country, examining how widespread racism is, what forms it takes, and impacts on campus life. The Commission is urging all students and staff over 18 to complete the survey before it closes on September 23. Saying the insights will help drive real change and make universities safer and more inclusive places. The Wise Yan Wang spoke with Racism Discrimination Commissioner Gir Ird Haran Savaraman about why this survey matters and how it could shape the future of higher education.
Racism at Uni survey is a historic survey. It's the first time there's ever been a survey done across all universities of students and staff about their experiences of racism. It came out of a recommendation from the university's accord, which was then acted on by the Minister for Education, Jason Blair, who commissioned me and the Australian Human Rights Commission to conduct this survey.
So over 60,000 students and staff have already taken part in this survey. So what does this strong response tell us about how people feel about consistent racism at universities?
It's a very strong response, and I'm really pleased that so many students and staff have responded. I'm very grateful to them for having spent the time and shared experiences that might have been traumatic for them. But what it indicates to me is that the racism is a really significant issue. We have already conducted focus groups all across the country of students and staff about their experiences of racism. So we do have some good data already. And what that shows is that racism is a significant problem. It's really structural. Structural racism is the way in which curriculum is developed, and it's Eurocentric or ignores First Peoples experiences. The way in which international students are isolated or not provided the support they needed. Cultural safety isn't maintained on campus. The way in which complaint mechanisms are letting people down. Those are all structural issues that allow racism to occur and or are racist in themselves.
So many international students and maybe some local students from minority backgrounds often describe more subtle or hidden forms of racism. How important is it for the survey to capture these everyday experiences, not just the obvious ones?
We want to hear about all forms of racism, however people experience them. And the subtle ones can really hurt. Being left out of groups because you're an international student, being ignored or assumptions being made about you because you're an international student. All of these things are really important to hear about. Because we have an obligation to international students to make sure that they have a good experience. So I think encourage people to talk about these experiences.
Yeah, the Commission has said this study is designed to drive real change. What practical steps do you hope universities will take once the release results?
What we're hoping is that we will come up with a series of recommendations for both government and universities, because government has a role to play in university regulation. And we're already starting to develop those recommendations, and we want them to be practical and usable. And I don't want to preempt the recommendations, but they'll be along the lines of improving cultural safety on campus, looking at curriculum, looking at complaints mechanisms and improving them, looking at what blocks people of colour and people who experience racism from progressing in staff ranks. All of those things are issues that we want to look at.
What difference could this survey make for the future of higher education in Australia, especially in creating a safer and more inclusive environment for all the students and staff?
I really hope that this is the beginning of significant change. Higher education is one of the biggest industries in Australia, and as per the University Accord, the government and the sector want it to grow. If we want more people to participate in higher education, particularly people that experience racism, we need to ensure that they have a better experience and that they're safer and that they can thrive. If we are offering positions to international students and inviting them to come here and study, and they spend a lot of money to do that, and they take a big chance leaving their family and friends behind and coming here, we have an obligation to them to ensure that they're safe and they have a great experience. We shouldn't just be taking their money and then leaving them to suffer. So I think that this survey should provide the baseline to make a real difference.
That was Girida Haran Sivaraman from the Australian Human Rights Commission speaking with The Wire's Yan Wang.